Senate Bill 86, an act to exempt certain traffic violations from the requirement that a restricted minor's permit be suspended.
Senate Bill 86, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Madden.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. We have before us Senate Bill 86, an act to exempt certain traffic violations from the requirement that a restricted minor's permit be suspended. Currently, upon the receipt of a record of conviction prior to a minor's 16th birthday of a traffic violation, the department will suspend the minor's permit for 30 days. Senate Bill 86, which was amended extensively in committee, simply states that no permit may be suspended for a first violation of South Dakota codified laws, and then it lists 11 different violations. On your desk, you were passed out this sheet of paper that says from Senator Cheryl Madden, Senate Bill 86, and it lists these 11 traffic offenses that I was hoping to get taken off or put on the list so that they cannot have their license removed. They include operation of a vehicle on private land without permission of landowner, includes snowmobiles, motorcycles, and all-terrain vehicles, improperly equipped vehicles on highway, failure to observe minimum speed on interstate highway, speeding on any state highway other than interstate highway, speeding on other roads includes municipal streets and country roads. Now, you notice in the bill, though, it says that on these two speeding ones, it says that is 10 miles per hour or less over the speed limit. That only refers to speeding tickets that is 10 miles per hour or less. Then we also have illegal lane changing, illegal turning, illegal U-turn, following too closely. And I put that in there because that's a judgment call. You can have 3 car lengths between your car and the car ahead of you and be going 30 miles an hour, and the guy in the next lane can shoot over in front of you, cut in front of you, slam on his brakes, and you're ticketed for following too closely. Unsafe backing and littering from a motor vehicle. Now, for your information, the list of traffic violations is really long. They're listed throughout 10B of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and I got a complete list from LRC, which is extensive. In the part where the under 16-year-old loses his or her license, under the vehicle traffic offenses, there are listed 42 different offenses, and I just picked 11 of the more minor offenses, and that you have that list. Remember, the speeding violations do not include interstate highways. They limit you only up to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, and in some of our larger cities, you can easily be going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit and not even be keeping up with the flow of traffic. So why did I bring this bill before you? I'm really bothered by the fact that we suspend a minor's permit for the first time of a minor traffic violation. You and I can receive a DWI and get a work permit. What message are we sending our youth? We as lawmakers should be instilling strong work ethics and stressing the importance of going to school and getting a good education, not putting restrictions or placing barriers or obstacles in the way of our young people trying to get to school. When I punish my kids, I don't restrict them from going to school. That would be ridiculous. Yet, they make one mistake, they get a ticket, they pay the fine, and they lose their permit. All of us here in this room would make sure our kids got a ride to school if they lost their license. Not all kids are that lucky. Some kids are the most responsible ones in the unfunctional family. Some kids have to work to help support the family. Some school districts, such as Rapid City, only bus kids through the eighth grade, then they're on their own. Sioux Falls has kids from a lower income neighborhood go to a wealthier district and vice versa. Rapid City, in order to save money, they offer some courses in just one of their two high schools. For example, only Central High would have a course in health careers, so Stephen High School kids have to drive to Central. Some of the Stevens and Central High School students are taking classes from Western Dakota Tech School, and there's no way they can walk. Unfortunately, there are kids out there from not so nice families who are hanging on by the skin of their teeth, trying to go to school and working so they can better themselves and their circumstances. Please don't get me wrong. Safety is important. So is school. I've read where the reason kids have accidents is because of inexperience more than age. States where the kids don't drive until they're 16 or even 18 still have accidents, again, because of inexperience. Actually, the reason they don't have more accidents is because of their good eyesight, good hearing, and fast reflexes. We have another age group who have accidents, our senior citizens, because many, not all, but many have poor eyesight, loss of hearing, and slower reflexes. Yet we wouldn't suggest that we remove their license for a minor violation. If we did that, AARP would be busier than a cat on a hot tin roof, lobbying against it, and rightfully so, that's age discrimination. Yet isn't that a safety issue? We can get a DWI and still get a work permit. Isn't that a safety issue? We are picking on our young people who cannot be here to lobby because they're in school. Please help me remove these barriers and allow our young people to keep their permit after the first time of one of these 11 minor violations. Pass this bill. Thank you, members of the Senate. And Madam President, I'd be happy to try to answer any questions. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Rounds.
Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I would waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on that motion.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, the motion at the desk, a copy of which has been handed out, let me try to interpret what it would do. I understand the concern that Senator Madden has expressed. I disagree with her in several areas, but I also have found a point of agreement in that there are five different items currently found within law that I believe would be appropriate to eliminate from those items that would be considered a necessity to have their license suspended. This bill would, or this amendment would change the bill to only allow for the following items to be included within the senator's bill as being not a mandatory loss of license or permit for 30 days. These are what they are, and I would just give them to you so you would know what they would be. Trespass with a vehicle, 32149-1, would be, if you trespass with a vehicle, you would not necessarily lose your license. The second one would be operating improperly adjusted vehicle. That's under section 32.21.27. The third was a violation of driving less than 40 miles an hour on an interstate, which is 32.25.5. Littering, 34A.7-7. And the last one, failure to turn correctly on a modified traffic control pattern, such as a detour, which would be 32.26.20. I have, in effect, taken out that part of the bill which would have allowed a person, a young person, to continue to drive if they had made an illegal U-turn, if they had failed to stop at a stop sign, if they had been in a speeding violation less than 10 miles an hour, and so forth. But these particular ones appeared to me to be logical, that they probably don't deserve to lose their license for a period of 30 days because of a violation of one of those five. If you would accept the amendment, all the rest of the bill would be negated, and these would be the only items that would be allowed as far as allow a person to continue to drive between that age of 14 and 16, having been found guilty of one of those five offenses. I would try to answer any questions, and if not, I would ask for your support of the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Senator Madden.
I'll consider that a friendly amendment, so please pass the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Rounds motion to amend Senate Bill 86. Those in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 86 as amended? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 86 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dungym? Dunn-Rebecca?
No.
Duxbury? Everest, Flowers,
aye.
Frederick,
aye.
Hangy,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Lawler.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Paisley.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Schoner.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Valandra.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Whiting.
No.
Senator Dunjim. Senator Flowers.
Aye.
Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons. Madam President, ayes 31, nays 3, excused 1.
Senate Bill 86 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.